That is verb you use. We are using verb the last. And after that, if you start one word, that will be alone. And after the this way, some Sanskrit background grammars have rules and regulations. Mahapurushon. And Bhavani Bhartu Ja. Bhavani Bhartu, this word coming. Bhavani means Bhava, wife of Shiva. Wife of Shiva, that means Bhavani. And she is Durga. And if you say Bhavani Bhartu, that means wife of Shiva's husband.
Wife of husband.
Wife of husband, it is impossible to think. Yeah. This way, I cannot explain in English, it is very difficult.
Wife of the husband, that means how many wives his husband has? Redundant. She only has one wife.
Huh? No, no.
Lord Shiva only has one wife, if you say
No, it is not. It is this, Bhavani means Mother Durga. Durgas have one husband, and he is Bhava. But Durgas have no second husband. You are telling opposite. Yes, it is not. Durgas have second husband, and it is not truth. But your sloka telling that. Bhavani Bhartu. Yes. This way, Mahaprabhu defeated the Digvijaya. And when Digvijaya is stunned and he cannot say anything, then Mahaprabhu, their student, maybe hundreds of students there, they are trying to insult. Some smiling, this, and Mahaprabhu given caution to his student. Oh, you, the stupid monkeys, why you are doing this? He is great. Be silent. Then Mahaprabhu prays to Digvijaya. Oh, today is your health not maybe good, and today you cannot nicely explain. Tomorrow we shall meet. Please don't take my offense. I am not like your student.
I'm not even fit to be your student.
Yes. This way, Mahaprabhu
protected his honor.
Protect his honor, give him so much honor, and took him and see off like that. See off, no?
Bid him farewell.
Farewell, and with his student, and told, you don't take my offense, I am not like your student, more junior than that. Today you go and take rest, tomorrow we shall meet again. And Digvijaya gone, his camp, and thinking, what happened? Mother Saraswati must angry with me. Otherwise, this boy, 16 years old, and he defeated me, it is impossible. Then, he whole night have done puja of Mother Saraswati, worshipped Mother Saraswati, and last night, end of the night, maybe 3 o'clock, he have got to dream, sleep and dream, and have seen Mother Saraswati herself appear in front of that Digvijaya and told to Digvijaya, Digvijaya koribo vidyar karjo nahi, ishwar bhojite sei vidya satya hai, mandiya bujo deho chariya cholili, dhan ba paurus kichu sange nahi chale. Ateke mahanto sab sarva parihari, kareni ishwar puja, dridho chitta kari, ateke chariya vipro, sakala janjal, Sri Krishna charana giya bhajaha sakal. সেই সে বিদ্যার ফল জানিহ নিশ্চয় কৃষ্ণপাদ পদ্মে যাতে চিত্তবিত্ত রয় মহা উপদেশ এই কহিল তোমারে Shave Krishna Bhakti Satya Jananta Sansare. He told, up to date you worshipped me and I am very happy with you. And for that I give him connection with my Lord. And which way in front of my Lord I shall pronounce the sloka, or I can debate with him. It is not possible, you know. But you are so fortunate that is, you have got connection with Mahaprabhu, and he is not ordinary man. He is incarnation of Narayan. And Narayan is my husband, and I am always obeisance to my husband, which I shall defeat in front of Narayan. But you are fortunate, you have got that connection, you have seen him. Immediately go and take shelter to Nimai Pandit. And he will give you super advice for this age of Kali Yuga. Then, a dream gone, and Digvijay wake up and make pranam to Mother Saraswati, and immediately run to Mahaprabhu's house. And knocking 4 o'clock, and Mahaprabhu wake up that time, and Mahaprabhu opened the door, gate, and said, "Oh, Digvijay, you are here." And he fell down to Mahaprabhu's feet and told, "Not make illusion. I understand Mother Saraswati appeared last night to me, and she advised to take shelter to you. Please advise me what is my duty now. What seva shall I do?" Then Mahaprabhu said, "Yeah, you go and chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra and leave your ego and go back to your country, that is Kashmir, India, top of, head of India. You go there and preach Krishna consciousness and practice Krishna consciousness. This is the life school." This way, he said, Mahaprabhu said to Digvijay, and Digvijay, with his all the student and pandit, gone back from Navadvip. And all the Navadvip pandit have seen this story, heard, that last night Digvijay met with Nimai pandit and he is defeated by Nimai pandit. And they are dancing and enjoying. Jo great Nimai pandit now have done so great things, our honor, everybody's honor now saved by Nimai pandit, and they make one big sabha, whole Navadvip pandit sabha, given title to Nimai pandit, Badi Singh. Badi Singh, nobody, a line of debate. No, Badi Singh. Like that. Line of debating. Like that. Given that title. They do not know Nimai Pandit. That time Nimai Pandit did not expose himself as Mahaprabhu. He was Nimai Pandit and little naughty. As Guru Maharaj's style, he is following that. Guru Maharaj said, "This is very good process to debate with others. Not will take long time, within short time you can control that matter." Anyhow, we are also sometimes using process of Guru Maharaj. Where is necessary. Actually, we need to practice Krishna consciousness. It is necessary. I am great pandit or small pandit, or I am no pandit, I have no vidya. That is not at a prayojan.
No need.
No need that. Need to practice Krishna consciousness for the benefit of our spiritual life in this age of Kali Yuga, this is necessary. Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj, our Gurudev was Gurudev. he cannot sign his signature. Huh?
Couldn't find his own name, couldn't write a signature.
Yes, could not write his signature. But which way? He was great Saraswati Thakur's guru. It is another thing. You may have much qualification, good qualities, but not maybe inside of you that Krishna consciousness. Then all is useless. And why? That is, everything will stay here, not will go with you. You come nakedly? Naked. Hmm. Nakedly or naked?
Naked.
You come naked here, you will go naked here. Tulsidas, one doha is very nice. Tulsi, tum jab jag mein aayo, jago hase tum roye. Aise ki kam kar chalo ki tum haso jago roye. Very great sadhu in India, Tulsidas. He composed many doha. One doha is very nice. It is giving me very happiness. Oh, Tulsidas, when you come in this mundane world, that time you took birth, and you crying. After
you were born crying in this world.
After taking birth, the baby crying first.
Right.
When you cry, everybody laughing. Oh, we have got one child. Nice baby we have got. And they are all was very happy, and they flew the conch.
Blew the conch, yeah.
Blew.
Yes.
Blew the conch, boom, and the whole village understand, I have got one, this family have got one son. This way, everybody was happy and laughing, and you are crying that time. But when you will go, that time you can go happily, with smiling, and everybody will cry. That type of work you do with your life. Now you are great, but that type of work you do, everybody will feel so your separation very strongly, and they will cry for you. First you cried and they have got
happiness,
and this type of work you do, they will get sadness for you, and you happily can leave this world. Very nice doha. Many doha here. Saranagati, about surrender. Another doha of Tulsidas also. Chalti chakki sab koi dekhe, keel na dekhe koi, jo keel ko pakar ke rahe, sabud raha hai. Many. Mirabai Tulsidas, there are many doha. It is necessary to practice Krishna consciousness. Take shelter to the Krishna. Krishna will give happiness to your heart. That is necessary. All inauspiciousness, all darkness, and all bondage will be clear. To take shelter, after taking shelter to the lotus feet of Krishna, Krishna said himself, Devi Jesha Gunamai Mama Maya Durattaya Mamevaji Prapadante Maya Metantaranti. Who can get relief from this environment? Only who will take shelter to the feet of me. That is, all this environment guarded by Maya. And that Maya is Durattaya. Nobody can cross over that illusory environment. Very powerful, strong, powerful. And getting birth and death, this and janmamrityu jara byadhi. But death and sickness, happiness, sadness, many things, this wave going here and there, flowing over this wave. Over, no? Flowing over. Flowing on the, on that wave. But two waves always flowing in this world. One is auspicious wave, that is the transcendental knowledge, and other wave is illusory and harmony of mind.
You're saying everybody's being carried by these waves.
Yes. When I tried to know the birth and death which were happening, first come in front of me that two waves. Yeah, I am coming for 10 minutes, from my room. Please, give me permission. Yes, Guru Maharaj. 10 or 15 minutes, maybe. Take time.
No, I need also one. Short time before, and she now missing us. And then I talk something about this thing. Become a little sometimes goes normal for a long distance, and sometimes they kind of.
For the ladies, one service in Navadvip, very nice cutting vegetables. Always, no? All the Western ladies going and cutting vegetables.
And all the men sleeping.
No, men doing some seva, cleaning, samadhi mandir.
I'm speaking about myself, of course.
Jai Prabhu. Yeah. This Prabhu going now. Please write. Please write.
Yes.
Write me to Navadvip. Today has gone nicely. No fog.
No rain.
Yesterday was very terrible for us. Cannot believe.
But in Gita, Krishna is told about karma yoga. How can karma yoga become seva?
Karma and seva is same out. That means externally, we can see karma and service, seva, bhakti yoga is same. But only change of mood. It is differentiating.
Inner intention.
Ah. What result going to the Lord, not coming to the Jiva soul, that is called Bhakti Yoga. All his work will count in the account of Krishna. That's called Bhakti Yoga. And all works result when counted by Jiva soul's account, that is karma.
Just that simple.
Very simple. Yat karosi jadas nasi jad juhosi jadasi jat yat tapasyasi kaunteya tat kurusya madarpanam. This is Gita. What he will do for me, you have no responsibility for reaction. Karma giving reaction. And Newton's third law is that the to every action there is equal and opposite reaction. It's not still broke. This Newton's third law, Newton's other law may be little broke, but this third law still existing. And it is not only Newton's law, it is law of Gita, law of the Vedic scriptures also. The to every action there is equal and opposite reaction. We are living within plane of exploitation. Otherwise reaction not will come. That is, we are exploiting and exploited, then reaction always comes to us. Krishna said one rishi living in Kashmir, near to Kashmir, that rishi, Utanka. Rishi wants to give curse to Krishna. You are the cause of violence in Kurukshetra. If you want, you can control it easily. And you have not done it. Then I shall curse you. I cannot tolerate the crying of the widows. Millions of widows through that battle. Now they are crying. And you are the cause, I shall curse you. And Krishna said, oh Rishi, please give little hearing to me. You collected so much power through your austerity, tapasya. But it will be useless if you throw to me your curse. That is, I am existing within plane of nirgun. It will not touch me. But your austerity, tapasya, everything within this material world, it is up to Brahmaloka can go, but cannot touch the my position. It will be useless and you will lose your all things. Then not to curse me, you give hearing. Then Utanka, Krishna said, you see, I am giving that knowledge to you. You see who I am. Then that rishi have seen and folded hand to shelter. Oh, yes. My all tapasya you saved by you. That is plain of nirkun. Playing their the devotion, service work, plane of exploitation, plane of renunciation, and plane of dedication. That three planes. Devotees who is serving Krishna, he is living plane of dedication. Then he is not responsible for his own work, own activity. but he is happy with his activities. That is, he is trying to satisfy his Lord. And Lord living within Nirgun Bhumika, Nirgun plane. Then all activities, reaction not coming to the devotee. I am giving always this example, a policeman or a military man. They are killing hundreds and thousands of military men. But no reaction coming to that man. Reaction coming to the government. Policemen sometimes running behind the robber and killing. But reaction not coming to that man. If anything wrong through his work happening, compensation given government, not from his salary. This is example. If we will give our all activity for the service to Krishna, that is bhakti yoga, and all result going to Krishna, not coming back to me. Otherwise, when we are doing karma, following karma yoga, that reaction coming to us also. It is nature. Otherwise, this universe not will run. Not only one universe. We are seeing one universe and we are surprised. And we are thinking over this, nothing else. But it is not true. The rishis have seen it. Like this universe, thousands, millions of universes, they are floating in the river of Biroja. It is called Biroja. And there are millions of universe. This universe here is 14 level. Bhur, Bhuvat, Sha, Maha, Jana, Tapa, Shattalok. And down level there is Tal, Atal, Bital, Talatal, Rasatal, Sutal, Patal. And with that one universe. And like this, millions of universe floating in the river of Biroja. Ocean, you can say, that is. And Birojar Parishuddha Parabhama Dham Tadupari Sri Gokul Vrindaranya Nam. And crossing over the Biroja, there is Brahmalok. Brahmalok means effulgence of the Vaikunthalok, Parabhama. No man's land like that. Or you can say equilibrium or abscissa, like that. That is called Brahmalok. And crossing that Brahmalok, we can enter into the Parabhama Dham, but necessary they are visa. Without visa, we cannot enter other country. We can get passport from the Mahamaya. Yeah, she can give happily passport. You okay? You need passport. Lord Shiva can give passport. He have that power. But if you get passport, then also that will be useless if you not will get visa from the Vaikuntha Loka. And Vaikuntha existing the plane of dedication. Who is dedicated fully, he can get that visa. And when he will enter there, they are also inner country, there are also many division. One country to another country, inside there. If he wants to go, they are also necessary inner visa. And everywhere we can think the Sankarsan, his agent, they are present and they are giving visa. That is, visa officer. What told visa officer? Visa officer, eh? they are powerful by Sankarsan. Sankarsan is master and Jogamaya is mistress. All were going through action of Jogamaya and power coming from Sankarsana. यद्यपि असृज्य नित्य चित शक्ति विलास तथापि शंकर सन इच्छा तहा होता वेरी नाइस
For the when the brahmachari living in the mot of the mission, he's in very safe position because everything he's doing is seva for the mission. But for in the grihastha ashram, we are doing so much karma. So how can we be safe in our spiritual life?
Oh, it is not always truth. That is brahmachari living in the ashram. It is truth. Externally, we can see. But brahmachari can live naraka also, hell. And grihastha may live in grihastha ashram, but they can live in heaven. It is depending upon their mood. Taking the saffron cloth, doing some work, maintaining the formality, that is not sufficient. Sufficient is that mood of devotion. If there is mood of devotion, that is very nice. That is called quality. Guru Maharaj said, we need quality, not quantity. That is, you will not see brahmachari in Guru Maharaj's mood, very few. They are coming, staying, few years maybe, but lastly Guru Maharaj, not giving hope. Anyhow, all depending upon the mood of devotion and mood of the activity. No, not English. Mood of devotion and opposite mood of exploitation. And there, mood of emotion. Mood of devotion and mood of emotion. Living in the mud, emotionally, not going to the deeper. Only over that pond, playing.
Floating on the surface.
Floating on the surface. See, not we get the proper result. But if he is living in the mot and doing 24-hour service, he must get proper result. But one grihastha can do 100 times more service to Krishna through his mood of devotion. And necessary substance, that is devotion. Devotion word only applicable for devotee. Who is devotee? We must think he has devotion. We are telling he is devotee, he is devotee, he is devotee, he is devotee. Only external
identification.
Actually, devotion is very mullavan,
most fundamental. Most fundamental.
Not
most
really.
Valuable.
Most valuable thing is devotion. Devotion is most valuable thing. Who have devotion, he may be one low caste man and grihastha. If he has devotion, he is the best. You know, the Dhanurdas in Ramanuj Sampradaya, it is very famous story in Ramanuj Sampradaya. Ramanuj Sampradaya existing within devotional place. That's also. Dhanudash. Dash means non-Brahmin. But Ramanuja went to his house, taken prasadam, through his devotion, from Vaikuntha Loka, come representative and taken them. It is not story, it is fact. Then everything depending upon devotion. And if they are devotion, no problem. And devotion have basis, and that basis is strong faith. First necessary strong faith to Guru, to Krishna. Otherwise cannot do for Krishna. If I have not strong faith, we cannot do anything. Can do something, that is not valuable, actually. With heart, with affection, with love, what we will do, behind that strong faith must be. That is devotion. Love for Krishna, affection for Krishna, that is giving hankari. That is, Krishna's have the best quality, that force. Sarvadbhuta chamatkaru lila kallolo barithi atulila madhura prema mandita priya mandala prijagana manasakarsi murali kalakujita asaman ordhurupasri vishmapita charaj. Very nice slogan. You know that slogan. 64 quality.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
50 quality living within the jiva souls. That is, jiva souls coming from the power of Krishna. Brahma Sangita said, Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha Anadir Adir Govinda Sarva Karana Karana. Then he is the all the creator's creator. It is proved in Brahma Sangita. And everything Brahma Sangita you read, maybe, you will see all description given. Very short, and not so much big, within 100 sloka maybe, no?
62
sloka. Then within 100. But all creation description, everything description you will get in Brahma Sangita. But supremely, Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead. All the jiva souls coming from his power, that is called Tatastha Shakti. Tatastha Shakti means marginal potency. And Krishna's have that quality and qualification, attracting all the jiva souls. That is his quality. Sarvadbhuta chamatkaro lila kallolo bharithi atulla trijagan manasakarsi murali kalakudita. The flute of Krishna, that song, and coming out from the flute, attracting whole universe, all the jiva souls. But cannot attract where is ear is jhan. There is so much to keep.
Wax.
Inside ear, cannot hear. Necessary to clean up. Then they can hear. Murali kalakuchita. Sri Jagan Manasakarsi. Atulam Asaman Ordhurupasri Vishmapita Charata. Krishna himself attracted to see his own form, wants to embrace like a mat. Then how much beauty within Krishna you can understand. Then why he is not to attract us? The qualities of Krishna and our quality is same. In first layer, there is same everything. That is first layer, within 50 kinds of qualities. And demigods have 55 kinds of qualities. And 60 living within Narayana. 62 qualities living within Sankarsan Baladev. And 64 qualities within Krishna. That means, Narayan, if we will keep center Narayan, the over that plane, and there is existing Krishna Loka, and four qualities there, unparalleled, way existing, that plane. And that four quality is Sarvad Bhuta Chamatkara Leela Kallola Bharati. They are going the play of Krishna with the Brajagopis and Brajabalak and others. And in the Vrindavan Dham, there is Govardhan, Jamuna, and Dadas Van.
12 forests.
Sei Kunje Rasadika Leela and varieties of play, day and night going there. And Brahma himself stands to see that pastimes of Krishna. Brahma cannot recognize who is that boy playing in Vrindavan. Yeah? It is not my creation. Maybe sometimes I created. And he was doubt. He have doubt. And he's stolen all the
cowherd boys
and kept in a cave. And after 1 year, he come back and have seen, everything going like before. Then he is thinking, maybe they can come out anyway. And he gone there and have seen that all is existing there, Brahma kept. Then Brahma was stunned to see that. Sarvad Bhuta Chamatkara Leela Kallola Bharati. This is example. Brahma also cannot recognize. He cannot think which way it is floating. Brahma's head there, very nice sloka in Srimad Bhagavatam. Jānantu eva jānantu kīngva huktyānamai prahu sarirā manasā vācā vaibhavaṁ tava gocara. Who will say, I know your glories, he can say, but my confession is that, I cannot understand you through my bodily, mentally, arjunally. I cannot understand your form. Vaibhavam. What is the English? Vaibhavam? Vaibhavam. Mane all the effulgence, no?
Wealth?
No. Wealth, but it is not wealth.
Opulence.
Your
glory.
Manifestation.
Yeah,
manifestation. Manifestation of the vaibhav. Manifestation of your
majesty. Opulences. Your general translation is that if I was giving a mind on something there.
Manifestation of your associates pastimes. Who is associating in the pastimes of Krishna?
Yeah.
Huh?
Paraphernalia is the wrong word that everybody uses.
That is. You can say what is what. I cannot say. I cannot say. And that is called Brahma Vimohan Leela in Srimad Bhagavat. Brahma Vimohan. Very nice. Janantu eva janantu kim bahuktya name prabhu sarira bapusha manusha vacha vaibhavam tabagocha. All the manifestation of your pastimes, you know that. I cannot say what is what. That is sarvad bhut chamatkaro lila kallola bhavit. And who is associating with Krishna? That is Atulla Madhura Prema Mandita Priya Mandala. This, the mood of Madhura Rasa. They are playing